Ghanaian journalists are joining their colleagues and media rights campaigners around the world to mark World Press Freedom Day today. 3rd May was declared by the United Nations General Assembly to raise awareness of the importance of freedom of the press and remind governments of their duty to respect and uphold the right to freedom of expression enshrined under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year's Press Freedom Day is 21st Century Media, New Frontiers, New Barriers. The worldwide celebration is being hosted for the first time by U.S. at Washington, D.C. We bring you a feature on press freedom in Ghana by George Asekere.
Until the advent of the 1992 Constitution, freedom of the media was highly restricted in Ghana. Interference by government was the order of the day. People who had radio sets had to tune to Radio Ghana, then GBC Radio, to hear what the political authorities had to say. But the question is, how difficult was it to practice journalism in those days? Kwame Dehuchem was an editor of the state-owned Ghanaian Times newspaper.
So many people talk about this military regime as if it was some dangerous thing. But me, while I was working, I worked under all the military regimes. We were as free at that time as maybe today.
Veteran journalist and now director of Radio Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, Yao Owusu-Addo, shares similar concerns.
Journalism has been as it should be over the period. It doesn't matter. The conditions determine what the kind of journalism that takes place. It was more trifling those days than it is today. But I don't think the practice of journalism, the ethics around it, have changed in any significant way.
No matter how we look at it, Ghana is ahead of many countries in the world, and in fact the best in Africa as far as freedom of the media is concerned. Today, Ghana can boast of so many radio stations, newspapers, and television stations. Ambassador Cabral Blay Amihe is the chairman of the National Media Commission and one of the people who stood firmly for freedom of the media in Ghana.
We've come a very long way when you consider about 20 years back when the era was described as culture of silence, where there was no private FM station, where, for instance, for you to operate as a newspaper, you need a license, which license can be denied for no reason. An era where newspapers could be closed down at will by the powers of the day. Today, thanks to the 1992 Constitution, we have a vibrant, pluralistic and diverse media. We have over 200 FM stations, 10 television stations besides GBC, and from the records at the Media Commission, about 1,000 registered newspapers. In the last few years, Ghana is ranked in Africa as the country with the freest press. Then we have come a long way, and it's a positive journey or destination that we have arrived. I became a journalist in 76. And in those days, you are talking about the state-owned media, Graphic Times, Spectator Mirror, News Agency, and Ghana Broadcasting. Then you had Calix Standard, and for some period, Free Press, and Ashanti Pioneer, or the Pioneer newspaper in Kumasi. So obviously, there weren't too many journalists in the media scene. At that time, it wasn't an attraction, because particularly from 81 to 92, there were risks involved. So nobody would encourage his child to follow the path of journalism. There were great characters like Tommy Thompson, who was the publisher of the Free Press. At Graphic, the state-owned media, we had Lisbeth Hini showing defiance in the face of oppression and speaking her mind. We have our Joy Boyfriend writing a very beautiful column. And in the civil society, I remember a gentleman called Jonas Kwachi from Tema, who at the time when nobody wanted to print the Free Press, again defied every adversity, loss of revenue of government business to print the Free Press. I remember George W. Amatefio, who used to be the mayor of Accra, who at one point when the Free Press was really in need of support, walk up to our offices to show that kind of support at a time when nobody wanted to be a friend of the private media. And people like Kukuba Akum, who was in the trenches with some of us, and so many other fine gentlemen. For instance, First Deputy Speaker, Honorable Fred Blay, was one of the stalwarts of the struggle for press freedom.
The Ghana Journalist Association, GJA, which is the umbrella body of journalists in Ghana, is satisfied with the level of freedom enjoyed by the media in Ghana. Roland Afelmoni is the Vice President of the Association.
GJA, apart from being the umbrella body of all journalists in this country, we are also the institutional embodiment of professional standards. We do so by sensitizing our people to live up to the canons and ethics of the profession. We invest almost all our sources we come to us. We believe that quality journalistic standards are not the product of a happen chance, but they are the fruit of qualitative investment in the media.
The media training institutions have equally played a crucial role in the fight for media freedom. One major school that quickly comes to mind as far as journalism training in Ghana is concerned is the Ghana Institute of Journalism, GIJ. I asked Director David Newton on the state of freedom of the Ghanaian media and the role the training institutions have played in bringing us this far.
I think we've gone very far. If you look back since 1992, there have been massive proliferation of radio stations, newspapers, television stations all over the country, and that has really given room for more people to express themselves freely than before.
As it is now, people seem to be taking advantage of that to be doing all sort of negative things, and people are even wondering whether there is the need for us to be giving that press freedom. What is the way forward?
I think the problem really is with our own trained journalists, because journalists, we know that there are basic principles like professional standards. We know what is the truth, objectivity, fairness, and balance. These are basic principles that every journalist must. We train people all right, but then they decide what people go to recruit, how they want people to perform, and so the media institutions have their own house tax, right?
But what do some Ghanaians say about the performance of the media? Charles Kofi Wayo is a politician in Ghana. I first asked him if the media in Ghana is doing a good job.
No, the media, as I know it, doesn't exist in Ghana. The politicians have managed to corrupt the media. So then the training is very, very poor. The remuneration is very, very poor. Conditions are very poor for them. So they've become pawns in the hands of political parties. So this is the tragedy. Now, the journalists are, a lot of them, not all, but most, is spent for hire. The editors of the papers, these are young guys who work for another paper for a few years. They are not well paid. They set up their own paper. There's no advertisement. To run a paper, you got to have advertisement. So they have to go around begging for money for this. Our journalists today, they can't buy a car. Even a bicycle is a hard thing for them to buy. So I don't know what they're going to celebrate. We like to celebrate everything. We have a World Water Day. We celebrate. We have no water. World Brain Day. We celebrate with. Look at GBC. 75 years, and they don't have one correspondent even in Togo to work there from Accra. He doesn't have. We don't have.
Mr. Wilson, I see, is a senior citizen.
Oh, journalists were so dedicated. They work without considering the profit they'll make. They try to park on the ground for people to listen to some of the journalists. You tell them, they also can say, well, I have an idea about something. Literally, you finish to them, I mean, as if they rubbish. They want politics, talk about politics, but not issues, not ideas. We have people who can think. But unfortunately, it's not today.
What role did the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation play in the fight for media freedom in the country? Yao Ouswado is the director of Radio GBC.
From 1935, GBC was the only avenue for practicing broadcasting journalism. So to that extent alone, historically, we have played a very major role until about 1995 when other stations started, commercial and private started coming up. So yes, for that historical reason, we have done a lot. When all these radio stations started, the naming of their shows, their programs, were all taking after the things that we do in GBC with just a little bit of modification. Even the first radio station to be allowed to come on air had to come through GBC. The first private television also attacked as an offshoot of GBC.
Even though Ghanaian journalists have absolute freedom today, the Ghana Journalist Association is worried about the delay in the passage of the Freedom of Information Bill. Roland Afelmoni is the vice president.
It is sad to note that this very important piece of legislation has been incubating for the past 8 years or so. The MPP government, which repealed the criminal libel law, promised that they were going to go the extra mile to give us the right information law. Try as they did, that piece of legislation never saw the light of day. The NDC government also promised to do something practical, something dramatic during the first 100 days by way of fast-tracking the passage of this bill. But as you speak, the bill is languishing in Parliament.
Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Rashid Pelpu, is optimistic that Parliament will soon pass the Freedom of Information Bill.
Parliament is going far with it. It's been referred presently to the appropriate committee to work on it, and we are working very hard to ensure that the public is duly consulted. The Freedom of Information Bill is a bill that has a lot of potential impact on the delivery of information to the public of Ghana, and with lots of consultations have to be done to the various stakeholders.
The low salaries paid to journalists, the ownership structure, and the lack of adherence to professionalism is one source of worry.
The greatest challenge we have now is from owners of our media systems. There can be no press freedom when journalists live in conditions of poverty and fear.
Despite the few challenges, the National Media Commission believes one day Ghana will have absolute freedom of the media.
It's always better to have a free press with all the aberrations and displays that of responsibility I'm talking about than to have a suppressed press or a period of culture of silence. In the Media Commission, we are very much aware of the deviant nature of media practice in some circles. But the fact that people are not showing strict adherence to ethics should not be a justification for a relapse into those days when no Ghanaian could freely express his views. It's still a battle. We won once part of the war, that is to establish this media landscape. The next battle is to ensure that media freedoms will be exercised with a lot of media accountability and responsibility.
That was a feature on Press Freedom in Ghana by George Asekwe.